tennis half-field named on an extended bench? Does he still have a little bit more to do this morning to play?
Yeah, we'll play on Sunday, so we've got to get through another training run and we'll make an assessment on how he's travelling and then make a decision.
Is there going to be a focus on scoring more? I guess obviously that's always a focus, but of late you've kind of struggled up the forward end. Is that something you're going to focus on against the Crows?
Yeah, in a funny way, mate, it's a rhetorical question, isn't it? We want to score heavily every week. We've got some areas that we need to improve in there in terms of some decisions and some execution, and we've trained it this week, so hopefully there's some growth, but we've been a bit up and down in that area all year.
You look to experiment over the last 8 rounds, different players, different positions?
Every decision that we make is informed. It's not just an experiment for the sake of it. We think that that isn't informed. So if we trial anything, it's all always based on what we think is in the best interest of the player and the team.
Brendan, is it the execution of your processes that you've dropped away from in the last 3 weeks compared to the run you had, the 4 winning streak?
Oh, no, there was phases in our play back when we were winning that... in that area that needs to improve on. It's a work in progress, and I think it's quite typical of a team that's changed a lot of their methods. So we understand it, we know what it is. We're not getting too flat about it, we've just got to keep training it, and in time it should improve.
What are those areas for improvement that you want to focus on for the rest of the season?
It's the offensive movement of our ball. We turn some balls over going forward, made some decisions not in line with the way we want to play when we've got the ball in hand. So it's an area that we've focused on all year, and we need to still grow in.
The other end of the ground, how do you go about blunting the Crows' top rate of attack?
Yeah, well, I think it's not just about matchups down back, it's about collective team defence, and if they get enough supply that's unpressured, they'll hurt any team. And we do know, particularly in the last 6 weeks where they've won all games, they're averaging in excess of 30 shots on goal. So we need a really good collective team defensive effort this week.
Will Sammy Kerridge and Matty Wright give you any intel there?
I think they know the intricacies of players that they've played with for a while, but obviously they've got a new coach that changes parts of the method, so more about the intricacies of players.
What do you hope to achieve between now and the end of the season?
I'll just continue to grow and develop week in, week out. You know, we're hoping in time that some of our draft class of this year get some consistent footy in the VFL. They've had a few niggles with injury and they get an opportunity, but a bit like Charlie Curno early in the year and Silvani last week, it has to be an earned right.
What would it mean to that education process to claim a big scalp?
We look at every week a big scalp. We don't think any week's not a big scalp. To win a game of AFL footy takes a lot of planning and a lot of effort and execution on game day, so we look at it no differently than any other game.
Michael Jamieson back in the VFL,
yeah.
How far away would he be from a senior return?
It's hard to say, it just depends on form and how he goes. Again, they need some consistency in terms of playing at the level, and also their form needs to warrant it.
How important is he though to have that senior defender come back and shore up in defence?
Oh yeah, every player is important. Yeah. We don't put a hierarchy on it, it's all based on form.
What about Mark Murphy? How's he going with that ankle?
Yeah, a few weeks away. I'd love to have Murph right now, but I've said week in, week out, he's been leading well in and around the club. He's working really hard to get his ankle right, but probably a few more weeks away.
Is it still 3 weeks?
It could be 2, it could be 3. Just one of those things, we'll have to assess it.
Any players that we haven't seen yet that you'd like to see in the final 8 rounds?
Oh, as I said before, it's all based on form, so we don't specifically name anyone, but it would be great to see some of our draft class from last year, but again, being really repetitious here, that they need to earn that right.
Jack Silvani marks the ball in the forward pocket. Does he go out and kick the goal asleep?
Let's hope so.
It was such a big build-up to his debut, but often the second match-up's even harder.
Yeah, it can be. That can be the case, but we think Jack's a really level-headed young fella, and he'll narrow his focus in what he needs to do in the game. And again, it's not about him going out to get 25 touches and kicking 3 goals. He's just got a couple of little focus areas he'll need to do.
The hope on Murph's been 2 or 3 weeks pretty much since he did it back in round 10. Is it concerning at all that it's taken so long to heal?
Oh, it's just one of those syndesmosis ankles that can, you know, vary. So it's really difficult to give you an exact timeline on it. We'd love to be able to put an exact timeline on every injury, but with some of them and that type of ankle injury, you can't. Just depends how it responds.
There's no thought on putting him out for the season and getting him completely right?
Never.
the pretty formidable mob you're coming up against, the form team of the competition at the moment. So how are you looking towards that?
Another challenge. We get excited about every opportunity. We put a plan in place that we think if we can execute for long enough, we can challenge anyone.
Do you think they're the benchmark at the moment? They are playing, you know, six and on the trot?
Oh, I think their offence, you know, I said before, they're averaging over 30 shots on goal, so they are in really good form.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.